Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a new sci-fi video game called Harold Halibut. It takes place in a space colony in the far future, but it has this analog handmade charm.
After 200 years, we finally arrived at our destination, only to find that the promising, watery planet contained no habitable landmass and dense, toxic gases in the atmosphere.
This game, Harold Halibut, had to overcome many money hurdles over the 14 years it took to make. But in the end, it's out and it has this fresh artistic look. All the characters and the sets were modeled from physical clay and fabric and wood. And then they digitized it, animated it in the game world. We have with us Harold Halibut's director, Onat Hekemolu. Onat, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, nice to have you.
Nice to have you. And we also have the art director, Ola Tillman. Ola, welcome to you.
Hi.
For those who are wondering, this game is called Harold Halibut, after the main character. He is a janitor in this underwater space colony. Let's take a quick listen.
Graffiti. What good is asking where is home anyway? Where else are we going to go?
So, Onat, what is the premise of the game? What does Harold have to do?
It's basically a game about friendship and life on a spaceship that is crash-landed on a water planet. Harold is a janitor lab assistant for one of the ship's leading scientists, basically helping her and running errands. Until one day, something mysterious happens. which brings a little bit of color into Harold's life and some motivation into this world where not so much motivation is there in the beginning, actually, to do anything.
This next question, if I can put to you, Ola, help us understand why the game looks so unique. You know, to my eyes, it reminds me of the claymation of Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, definitely. It looks the way because everything in the game was built similarly, as though it were made for a stop-motion production, basically. But instead, we 3D scanned all the things we built by hand.
Yeah. And what materials did you use? What colors did you choose for the puppets, for the backgrounds, for the scenes? Just to give us an idea, what went on in the kitchen?
So for the puppets, it's fairly conventional. It's like an oven baking clay, and then acrylic paint for the coloring and textile clothes on top of that, which is probably the most unique aspect of it. We left a lot of the models out in the rain or to collect dust.
To weather, to age?
Exactly, yeah, because part of the story was to that the spaceship has been around for a long time, and so everything had to be a little like worn and busted up.
Onat, I understand each character has to move, and you were actually the human that the movement is based on. So basically, you kind of acted out the motions of every character. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
What was that like?
It was really nice, actually. So we already had all the voice recordings, which were amazing and gave so much life to all these characters. And then because I was directing, I had the scene in my mind. I knew which character would do what. So it was a really efficient process, actually, to act them out myself. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Onat, it visually, to me, it's so striking, the reality of the faces, the movement, the rust. Yeah. But players have to play through a bit of tedium of the characters' mundane, everyday life tasks. Why make players go through this?
Because we think that it's part of the experience. We had a lot of people asking us or telling, for example, oh, I think it's actually not a fun game, or it's maybe not even a game, it's more a film. And it seems like, oh, they forgot to put the game into this game or so. Yeah, I think it's part of understanding how this world actually feels for our main character, Harold.
Ola, did you want to jump in and add something? I think I heard you chuckling.
Yeah, it's just because of Onat's presentation of the reception that made me smile. The only thing I would add is just the idea of contrast to make you feel differently or much more about how the game continues further down the line.
Yeah, I understand. Onat, you know, Harold Halibut has received a lot of attention. It's on big platforms. Microsoft included this game in its Xbox Game Pass, so, you know, everyone who has Game Pass can play this game. What do you hope for? Do you hope this game could start a stop-motion style visual trend for games?
Yeah, that would be definitely very nice, because I think one main thing is that, especially the bigger the budgets get, things tend to look very similar. You have that in cinema as well with all the superhero movies and so on. And I think any kind of handmade art or so, I think brings something new and something fresh into this world. And I really appreciate that.
We've been talking about the new game, Harold Halibut, with director Onat Hekimoğlu and art director Ola Tilman. Congratulations to both of you, and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.